Salam salam, wede bereka bunen kwende namatachu. If you're enjoying the series so far, please like and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. Today, we'll review a rather tricky form of verb conjugation in Amharic. That is, verbs conjugated in the forms used to, i.e. I used to take dance classes, and going to, i.e. he's going to kill me. This form is referred to as the contingent because it relies on an auxiliary verb to make any sense. It can be thought of as an alternative root form of a verb, which you'll need to learn to start forming more complex sentences, like the conditional, which we'll go over next episode, and these used to and going to verbs. Note that learning the Amharic fidel at this stage starts to become critical, as it'll help you identify subtle differences in the writing and therefore pronunciation of different words. Let's tackle the root, or contingent, first, which is used to create sentences about the past in the English equivalent of the form used to, and which serves as a base for other conjugations as well. Let's start by breaking down a couple verb examples. Möblat in the infinitive form is to eat. The root, as we've learned before, is bela, he ate. To create a sentence like, I used to eat pancakes, you would use this root form with the past tense of menor, to be, which is neber. Listen to the following conjugations for each pronoun. Ene, ebela neber. Ante, tebela neber. Anchi, tebei neber. Enante, tebelu neber. Isu, yibela neber. Isua, tebela neber. Enya, innebela neber. Enesu, yibelu neber. You may have noticed that the prefixes for these conjugations are the same as those that are used for the present future tense conjugation. Ebela lo, tebela lech, tebeya lech, etc. Note also that the conjugations for ante and isua are the same, so context becomes important. Finally, notice that the root bela remains the same for most pronouns, with the exception of anchi, which changes to bei, and enante enesu, which changes to belu. This pattern is the same for all conjugations using the contingent. Let's look at another example. The root of mehid, to go, is hede. For the contingent, however, you use hid as the root. So for each person we have, ene ehidneber, ante tehidneber, anchi tehidjineber, enante tehidunneber, isu ihidneber, isua tehidneber, enya innehidneber, enesu ihidunneber. In cases where the infinitive of the verb starts with ma rather than me, such as mawik, to know, or mayet, to see, the prefixes change slightly to conserve the a sound. For mawik, awike, the conjugations would be ene awik neber, ante tawik neber, anchi tawiki neber, enante tawiku neber, isu Yawik neber, iswa tawik neber, inya innawik neber, inesu yawiku neber. And for mayet aye, we have ene ayi neber, ante tayi neber, anchi tayi neber, inante tayu neber, isu yayi neber, iswa tayi neber, inya enainaber, enesu yayunaber. Great, now let's do some practice examples using the verbs we've learned so far. Wedeza park ehidneber. Wedeza park ehidneber. I used to go to that park. Tenama yalhone megib yibelaneber. Tenama yalhone megib yibela neber. He used to eat a lot of unhealthy food. Yelijoch TV program kedamet awat awat inay neber. Yelijoch TV program kedamet awat awat inaynabar. We used to watch a children's TV show every Saturday. Yesusim tawaknabar genahun rasach. Yesusim tawaknabar genahun rasach. She used to know his name, but now she forgot. Belijinatacho wede yenesu ayatoch ehudehud yihedunabar. Belijinatacho wede yenesu ayatoch ehudehud yihedunabar. When they were kids, they used to go to their grandparents' house on Sundays. Though we haven't gone over the verbs in the following examples, see if you can recognize the root form, and if you'd like more practice, try writing out the conjugations in all persons. Hulikan truchinaber? Hulikan truchinaber? Did you, female, used to run every day? Welajoche bezu yisekunaber? Welajoche bezu yisekunaber? My parents used to laugh a lot. La mochachinen itebek naber. La mochachinen itebek naber. I used to watch over our cows. Rahel megebet wust tesera naber. Rahel megebet wust tesera naber. Rachel used to work in a restaurant. Hulumken Robel yemech awecha mekinaun kesugar yueset naber. Hulumken Robel yemech awecha mekinaun kesugar yueset naber. Robel used to take his toy car with him every day. Now that we've reviewed the contingent and one way it can be used, let's look at another important use of this form of verb conjugation. This is the near or immediate future. Sentences like, I'm going to fall, or I'm about to eat, or I'm going to shop, etc. Having learned the contingent verb conjugation just now, this should be an easy addition. Essentially, all you do is add a L sound to the start of each prefix. Note that where the L is added to a prefix that starts with a vowel sound, the new letter conforms or adapts to that vowel. For example, L-I-B-E-L-A is simply libela. Let's listen to a few examples. Wesede moused is to take. So I'm going to take, they're going to take, etc. would be ine lewesedno, ante litwesedno, anchi litwesedino, inante litwesiduno, isu liwesedno. Iswa litwesedno, inya linwesedno, inesu liwesiduno. Sete mestet is to give. So we're going to give, you're going to give, etc. are as follows. Ine lisetno, ante litsetno, anchi litsecino, inante litseduno. Esu lisetno, esua litsetno, inya linsetno, inesu lisetuno. Note that for these, we've been using the verb menor to be in the present tense, no, rather than neber, to make conjugations in the present, I am going to, you are going to, etc. Importantly though, you can use the same verb form but replace no for neber, if you're speaking about something that could have happened, was going to happen, but for whatever reason did not, in fact, occur. I was going to, you were going to, etc. So for example, to say, I was going to come, but I got delayed, you'd use the following verb conjugation for meta, memtat, to come. Ene lemetaneber, ante litmetaneber, anchi litmechineber, inante litmetuneber, esu limetaneber, esua litmetaneber, inya linmetaneber, inesu limetuneber. Okay, if you've made it this far without quitting, you deserve a pat on the back and a few practice exercises. As usual, you'll hear the Amharic twice first and then the English translation. I'd always recommend pausing so you have some time to think about the sentence before moving on to hear the translation. Here we go. Number 1. Yebale fo sament inatwa Addis Abeba lit metanaber. Yebale fo sament inatwa Addis Abeba lit metanaber. Her mother was going to come to Addis last week. Number 2. Lelidet liju sitotaun linnesetno. Lelidet liju sitotaun linnesetno. We're going to give the birthday boy the present. Number 3. Egerquas maxenio maxenio echawetanaber. Egerquas maxenio maxenio echawetanaber. I used to play football on Tuesdays. Number 4. Bemesela lulai likomno. Bemesela lulai likomno. He's going to stand on the ladder. Number 5. Salome kenyangar litahid kenbezu saranabarat. Salome kenyangar litahid ken Bezu Sara Nebarat. Salome was going to go with us, but she had too much work. Number 6. Missa Linnebelano. Missa Linnebelano. We're going to eat lunch. Number 7. Dimetwa Litzel Neber. Kin Wefu Berere. Dimetwa Litzel Neber. Kin Wefu berere. The cat was going to jump, but the bird flew away. 8. Ye alem wancha chawata lenaino. Ye alem wancha chawata lenaino. We are going to watch the World Cup matches. Number 9. Arabinya maorat tchineber. Arabinya maorat. You used to be able to speak Amharic. Number 10. Zare lejochu fetana liwesedu neber. Kin mengist hulunum temertebeitoch be covid mekniat ligezano. Zare lejochu fetana liwesedu neber. Kin mengist hulunum temertebeitoch. Be covid mekniat ligezano. The kids were going to take an exam, but the government is going to close all the schools because of COVID. And that's it for today. Thanks for bearing with me on yet another grammar episode. If you haven't already, make sure to start learning the Amharic Fidel, as it'll help you progress more quickly and accurately. I'd also recommend finding a book of Amharic verb conjugations to help support your learning. If you have feedback, questions, or comments on this or previous episodes, we'd love to hear from you. The address is contact@berekabuna.org. Thanks, and until next time, goodbye!